need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. We have a great, great guest today and a super impactful episode that you're not going to want to miss. But before we start, big shout out to Stephanie. You're our audience member of the day. Among the list of listeners who've completed the survey, I'll keep shouting you all out. And thanks to everyone who's done their part in allowing me to create the content that you want. If you haven't already, head to marketadventures.co/giveaway to take the survey and to give some input on the content that you want to see going forward. Each participant gets entered into a drawing to win a $50 Amazon gift card and a year paid subscription to my stock market newsletter. Now, in today's episode, we have a transformation coach, Rhonda McGee, joining us to help us find our purpose in entrepreneurship. She digs deep to find the root cause of what's holding us back and details her plan to get us back on track. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, I'm Rhonda McGee. I'm a wife, mom, a Philadelphia native, currently residing in Delaware. So a little bit about me. I grew up in the outskirts of the city, about the Delaware County area. I'm near Southwest Philadelphia, for those of you that are familiar with the area. And I grew up in actually a single parent home. My mom and my father were teenage parents. My father was in the service, I believe it was the Navy. And my mom, of course, was, you know, a high school student. And so there I was raised predominantly. My parents were around. They're pretty good parents, but, you know, they couldn't do all that they needed to do as, you know, for teenagers. So my grandparents on both sides had to step in and took care of me. And so, you know, it was a pretty interesting dynamic, to say the least. But I never kind of really wanted for much. I do remember being able to, you know, have the things that I needed. And so I made it through elementary, middle school, high school, graduated, no kids. Right. I decided I was not going to be a teenage parent. My mom always instilled that in me, like, no teenage. We're not doing that. And so I went from high school to college. I graduated from Delaware State University. So shout out to my Hornet family. I did choose HBCU. I just chose HBCU. I did apply to other schools, but I just wanted to go to HBCU. I didn't really have a reason. I kind of went to a predominantly high school. I went to Penwood High School, and then I went off to college, graduated from there. And then after college, had mutual friends, and that's how I met my husband, through a mutual friend. And so here we are today, a wife of 8 years. I have two sons, and we are currently residing in the state of Delaware. And, you know, been through some things, and I'm just happy to be here. Thank you so much for, you know, for having me on. And yeah, that's pretty much a nutshell as far as my background history as to how I got to here, this state, rather.
Wow. Okay, so you're a mother of two. You met your husband, said, after college.
Yes.
After college. So what do you guys do?
Oh, well, right now we have our entrepreneurial business as a consultant. We pretty much, my husband is runs pretty much the back end of the business. He's the accountant, the technical person and all that stuff. And I'm pretty much leading it in the forefront. And so we are really, I really want to help. The focal point is really creating more entrepreneurs. That's the main goal, creating entrepreneurs, helping develop them, understanding like what entrepreneurship is, and just being that their cheerleader and just helping to develop that seed of entrepreneurship that's already in them. Most people don't realize it, but they do. It's a desire that they have, but a lot of them don't really know how to tap into that or believe in themselves or whatever the case may be. So that is what McGee Consultants do. We help those. We pretty much birth out, assist, and create new entrepreneurs.
Oh, interesting. So entrepreneurship is a growing desire, especially mm-hmm. for those among my generation. Mm-hmm. Right, my generation is not a generation that really wants to work like our parents did, right? And that's becoming more and more prevalent today with mm-hmm. the more people being more retail investors in the market and the average age investors in Bitcoin. We have social media, kids becoming millionaires on YouTube, TikTok, yeah. Instagram. I mean, there's so much. Of this younger generation trying to find any other way to make money outside of traditionally, putting on a hard hat and going to work. Mm-hmm. So the question is, right, how much of that do you see in your line of work where people are coming to you and asking, how can I become an entrepreneur or how can I take what I'm already doing to the next level? What demographic are you seeing? And then how are you steering them in this environment?
Okay. That's a great question. The demographic that I'm seeing, is pretty much, is a lot of women. I will say that, it could just be because they're reaching out to me as the woman, but, there are a lot of women and I'm noticing that they are younger age. I would say, excuse me, early 20s to maybe mid 30s. But then, however, I have recently encountered older women 50 and over.
Really?
Yeah. So with the culture, well, the environment that we're in now, we know that no job really is secure. No job is really secure. And with all the things that have, most recent events, I'm definitely an advocate for, starting your own thing. Now, it's not easy. Let's just say that because a lot of people that I work with, of course, is mainly online. So it's online coaching and consulting, developing the framework for you to be able to monetize your message, your expertise online. That is my actual main focal point. And a lot of women have stories and messages, but they don't know how to put it all together, or they don't believe that people need what it is that they have to say. And that's not the truth. So being able to do this online, and I know that we have, a lot of different, platforms between TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other things. And yes, some people go viral, but it still is when you decide that you're going to utilize these social media platforms, please note that it's still more to it than just social media. And as an entrepreneur, it's the road that's less chosen because the truth is that it takes work. So, I don't like my clients to get caught up on what you see. You got to really be laser focused on what it is that you are doing and what you're setting out to do as far as your messaging, what you want to create, what are your goals, who do you want to serve? So knowing who you want to serve is a major point as well.
Okay. So knowing who you want to serve, and you said you were getting a lot younger and now you're getting women in their 50s. Why do you think that is?
Well, because the one in particular, with this whole situation that's happened with this pandemic, she lost her job. Been in her job for years, and actually she's a well-educated woman and would be considered successful. But however, the job, whatever happened, the shortage and all those things, you know, you had to come out of work. So now at that age group, they're able to, she's able to tap into that desire that she had, or that idea that she had. Now you could take a look at it, because one, you have to now, you have to, because jobs aren't really hiring. Well, now they're kind of moving forward with that. But at that moment, jobs weren't really hiring, and it was no security there where once was security. Because again, this person is over 50. So they've been in their industry for years. And actually an engineer. Like, this is not no low level position. This would be deemed successful in our eyes, success. And, you know, to be able to lose the job, now is the time to tap into those creative things that you want to do. Yes, it was a pain involved, the pain of losing a job, the pain of having everything ripped up from under you, the pain of, you know, now going from, a guaranteed kind of paycheck. Well, I don't really want to say guaranteed, but a paycheck, you know, at the end of 2 weeks or however you get paid, to absolutely, okay, well, here's your package and, you know, we're done. We're done here. So that is the, you know, with that happening, your pain is what, you know, you can allow the pain, you can sit in the pain and stay there, or you can allow that pain to push you.
Interesting. Do you think it's more important, or I shouldn't say important, but more vital that women have develop that entrepreneurial spirit than men? Like, do you think it's more necessary for them to have that?
I just see that I'm seeing it more in the women. I will say that the man, because of the man's responsibility, the things that's on, you know, the man's shoulders, rather, you know, the providing factor, being, you know, the provider for the household, being a provider for this and that. Men usually want to be, they're usually more logical, like it has, you know, like it kind of has to add up. So I'm seeing more of the women, because we are by nature, we are, you know, we create things, but the man, they have to already have that drive in there, because it's kind of hard to take a 9-to-5 man that is, you know, that they know that their family's set. This is set. This is set time for this, set time for that. To take that stability from the man can be a little bit more challenging, because they have a lot more on their shoulders to take care of, because as the provider, that's the responsibility of the man.
Interesting. So, okay. So I think I get what you're saying, right? It's having that freedom, right? That freedom of having a little less on your shoulders to be able to be more creative, mm-hmm. right? So you're seeing a lot of that with the women. Where do you, as a coach, right? What do you find is holding most of us back from pursuing entrepreneurship?
The main thing that I'm seeing and hearing is fear. Fear is the main one, because fear can come in kind of different ways, you know. Fear come in different ways, and if we're not careful, you can find yourself, well, as a coach, I can see and hear where my clients are at, because there'll be different signs, or there'll be different actions. And a lot of times it's rooted in fear. It can go back as far as, okay, so how did they grow up? You know, if you grew up to, you know, in this system where no one was entrepreneurial in the home. Okay. So now you want to do it, but you done went and told the family that you want to do this, but they didn't come from that. So you're going to the very people that didn't do it, that can't give you the encouragement and support that you need because they didn't do it. So really it's fear. So the fear of not being successful, the fear of people not supporting you, the fear of being successful. And now what's next? What am I going to do? So all the fear is like really the major one. And then not understanding the purpose in entrepreneurship. I'm all for purpose because purpose has to be leading us. It's not about money. Okay. It's not about the money. It has to be purposeful. It has to be meaningful because as you can see, some people have so much money, but they're unfulfilled on the inside because they're not being led by their purpose. So yeah, that's the main thing is the fear is that I'm noticing the fear and they sit on it. People sitting on their greatness and then goes into their belief system. They don't know who they are, their identity. Identity has been stolen. You know, if you grew up and you were told that, you know, you're never going to amount to nothing, or, you know, you're just like your mother or you're just like your father. People don't realize like those things that we say to kids. Like I know now because I'm a parent, you're a parent too. You know, like those things that we say to our kids at young ages, we're dealing with it now as a society because we're dealing with the tree of something that was already planted. So then now I got to come in as the coach and uproot everything, every false narrative, every bad seed, everything that has been spoken over you to you as a child. So this is what we have, the result of that.
So you've got to be a business coach and kind of a psychologist then too, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say psychologist only because it's more so I would say counsel.
So how do you counsel somebody on purpose? Because you know and to be blunt, right, purpose doesn't pay your bills. You know, you can find your purpose and it doesn't pay as much as this job and you got bills to pay. So how do you counsel somebody to find their purpose when they have, you know, financial responsibilities or needs?
Well, I guess I would get down to the root of the definition of purpose. The purpose, this is the main part is what I really want the listeners and people to understand is that our purpose, when you are walking in your purpose that God has for you, then all of those things are going to come to you. No, we don't do it for money, but when you're walking in what it is that you have been set here on this earth to do, all of that financial and prosperity is going to come anyway. You're going to be fulfilled. That's the main thing. Like we just spoke up, like you just mentioned, as far as when I went into the fact that there are people with a lot of money, but they're unfulfilled on the inside because there's no purpose. There's no substance in money. Money is a tool, right? It's a tool. It's a tool that we could do things. We could give here. We could do this. We could do that. We could go here. We could do those things. But if you don't have anything more like purpose attached to it, as far as attached to what you're doing for you to be able to make those proper decisions on how you're going to utilize the money, then it's just okay. Well, you just have money then. It's just you have money. And in the beginning, no, you're not going to make millions of dollars. You know, you're not going to make millions of dollars. But however, the consistency and continuously to evolve in your purposeful meaning business, then you'll get to those things. And the journey is a process.
So speaking of process, right? Take us through what your 12-week program looks like, because it kind of leads into or kind of follows up on what you said, right? That you're not going to make millions of dollars, at least not right away, but it's a building, right? Mm-hmm. It's a building. It's a scaling up as they use on the street, right? So I saw that you said you had mindset, movement to monitor, and momentum. So can you explain those three for me?
Sure. So the mindset is just really what we just kind of went over with me being able to listen to where the person is at. When the clients come to me, some of my clients have already started their business. So when they come to me and they're having issues with the business, then I have to kind of go backtrack and go into the internal pieces that are out of place as to why you can't move forward in your business, or why you feel stuck, or why do you feel that it's not growing. So some of my clients come to me with already, they have their business. They already have their business. And so then that's when I kind of take them back in my process. I'm like, okay, well, we got to go back to the foundational part. Because if you are at a point where you have your business and you're feeling like you're stuck, things aren't moving and you're not growing, then usually it's a foundational issue. So that's one part of the business. So and then some of my clients come and they want to start the business. So then that's where I can lay the foundation. Do you understand? So I get kind of like two different variants of, but all in the same realm of entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
So that's the mindset part. So we have to go through some of the things that, you know, that you may have been telling yourself or some others have told you, just pretty much decluttering and clearing all that out. And then I start planting new seeds, planting the truth, delivering you from the enemy, pretty much delivering you from those self-sabotaging thoughts, all those things. Like, so really getting to the root of that as far as the mindset goes. And then for the next part, monitoring it, momentum and things like that. It's pretty much a whole strategic mapping out of a plan. So once we go to mindset and those things are clear, then you can start to, go into your movement, the plan that's already been set, the things that we had already spoken about, writing the plan out, implementation of the plan, and then we go into the momentum.
And at the end of that 3 months, is the idea to have a product launched? Is the idea to see growth from, say, if I came to you and I already had a business, am I supposed to see growth in that 3 months? Mm-hmm. What's supposed to happen at the end of that?
End of 3 months, you'll basically have growth from an internal perspective first, because then what's done on the inside reflects on the outside. So you'll have the internal, the drive, the desire, the motivation, the fire that's deep down inside of you will be lit for you to go and do what it is that you have, that you are setting out to do. So I guess the overall 12 weeks would be an intense of foundational, a lot of planting. So then once after the 3 months, it just be more so a watering, and you keep going. You go from level to level, process. So you go from greatness to greatness, you know, whatever step you are at in your process. So you can launch out. Really, it is set for you to launch. If you haven't done your business, you will launch out into your new, whatever you're going to offer, whether you're offering a service or a product. We'll have a framework mapped out for that. And then for those of you that already have a business, it would be like a fresh new start.
Wow. So we have We have a good amount of female listeners on here, and happy belated Mother's Day, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
So I wanted to talk really quickly outside of the business aspect to talk about women to wives, right? And the importance of community and success building. Like you yourself, you were raised by a community, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was your family, it was your mom, mm-hmm. your dad, your grandparents, right? I'm sure aunts and uncles chipped in, you know, you had a large amount of people helping you. And the same thing with me. So what is Women's to Wives and how are you using this community to help build success amongst those followers?
Okay. Well, Women to Wives was given to me by God. So 2019, I had an encounter with God. And so through that process, he took me through a process, and that's how that was birthed. It came from, you know, as a wife, okay? As a wife, you know, the single woman, I'm trying to speak to the single woman as well. When you become a wife, your position definitely changes. And your purpose in marriage is a purpose for your marriage, okay? But a lot of single women now want to and inspire to be married. They want to be married. And I'm seeing it a lot that some of them want to be married really bad. It's so much that they are not making the best choices in the mate. And that's because of different things. It could be some things that they've seen, that they grew up, you know, all those different things. So my main message for women to wives is that marriage may be in your plan, but it's not your life's purpose. So marriage may be in a plan, but it's not your life's purpose. It's not your end all be all. You know how I know? Because it was me. So, you know, when I graduated, went to college, checked that, bought the house, checked that, got the husband, checked that, got the kids, checked that, had several cars, check that off, got the fence. It ain't white, but it's a fence, got a house. And I was like, okay. So my checklist has been checked. And now I'm checking for, okay, so what's next? You know, it has to be more to my life than this. Yeah. It has to be more to this, right? And so I'm like, okay. And now I'm taking all this up with God. I took it all up with God. Because I'm like, oh, no. This just, it has to be more to this. It's just like when you hit that, you know, I want to say wall, but kind of like that position in your life where you're like, you know what? What is this? Mm-hmm. How did I get here? Like this just can't be it. It has to be more to this. And that's where I was at. And so at that moment, when I was there, these are the things that, you know, God has specifically showed me and told me some things. And so this is why I'm reaching out to the ladies to be able to educate them, allowing them to understand whose they are, and their purpose in life. And it's not just to get married.
Well, great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Rhonda, so can you teach us, can you tell us how we can reach you? Let us know every way that we can reach you, socials, websites, email, Facebook, all that stuff.
Yes, sure. So you can reach me on Facebook, Rhonda McGee. My website, rhondamcgee.com. I am on Instagram. It's Rhonda McGee. And we also have Women to Wives on Instagram and also through email info@mcgeeconsultants.com. And just let me know what it is that you need. And my main thing is do not be afraid to reach out. Okay. Don't be afraid. Don't allow fear to take over. And then you don't send that email. You don't ask that question. You don't reach out. You know, those is the main ways that you all can, you know, contact me, rhondamcgee.com. And I'm looking forward to all that's to come. So.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us and teaching us about entrepreneurship and how to kind of navigate our way through the storm to see the light at the end.
Yes, yes, because it always is, and it may not look like, you know, what we had thought or it should be, but it's always going to work out. It's going to work out for our good.
There's just something about the way Rhonda delivers a message that pours energy directly into your soul. A lot of us want to be entrepreneurs and work our hardest in creating products and systems and websites, but what's really holding us back may be internal. Make sure you show Rhonda some love on IG at It's Rhonda McGee and get coaching if you need it or just some advice at rhondamcgee.com, spelled RhondaMcGhee.com. Have a great rest of your day and go take the survey. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.